Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Kiddushin Daf Yud Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage, and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the Shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur will begin 10 lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph. Before we begin the actual Gemara text, we glance at one of the features of Gemara markings Shas Ozer, the Nosei Mivneh heading. In the margin, you'll notice that we've written Nosei / Mivneh, and also indicated that this discussion continues to left Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So we have essentially one topic ahead of us for the balance of today's Shiur. The trapezoid or volcano shape that you see represents Tshuvos LaSheila, their responses to the question, my time of the Beis Shammai, what is the reason for Beis Shammai, the Kiddushi Kesef, Dafka Bedinor, Velo Bepochos, that the amount of money needed to establish a marriage is a dinar, a specific type of silver coin, and not less. We, of course, saw a machlokas in the Mishnah where Beis Shammai says a dinar or something worth a dinar versus Beis Hillel, who said a pruta or something worth a pruta is what you would give to a woman if you want to marry her through the kesef method. The Gemara. Bekesef Beis Shammai omer bedinar b'shavet dinar, my taima tamayu de Beis Shammai. What is the reason? How did they come to this amount? Omer Rabbi Zera, shekein isha, makpedes al atzma. A woman has a certain amount of, say, a self-concern and a standard. The ein miskadeshes b'chos midinar. As a result of this self-understood standard that women have, they will not give themselves over in marriage for less than a dinar. And now Abaye raises a question. It lasts a couple of lines, as we've noted. Amar le Abaye, ela me'ata. If you're basing the amount on the concept of isha makpedis, that a woman is particular about herself, if that be the case, ela me'ata kagon binse de Rebbe Yanai, the daughters of Rebbe Yanai, the captain of Shayu, they're extremely particular about themselves. V'lo mekachi b'pochos mi tirkeva de dinri. They would not accept as marriage money less than any less than 3 kav of gold coins. Kav is a measure. Tirkeva is 3 kav. It's a quite a large amount of money. So hachi nami, are you going to say the iposhta yoda v'kibla chad zuza me'acher hachi nami delo havu kiddushin, that if a daughter of Rabbi Yanai would extend her hand and receive a zuz, which is, let us say, a dinar from someone else, that she would not be married? Omalei, so Rabbi Zera answers, Poshta yada v'kibla lo kuamina. I was not describing a situation where the woman proactively accepts an amount of money from a man. There, if she, on her own volition, wants to accept less, that's her prerogative. And that would certainly constitute a marriage. Ki kuamina, my point, says Rabbi Zera, concerning, we'll call it the Makpid standard, that marriage is based on Hakpoda, that's the Kitsha Balela, Inami Deshavya Shaliach, where she accepted money at night, where she didn't see the coin. Then, if she didn't see the coin, and it turns out to be something less than a dinar, so she will not be married. or a woman who established or sent an agent to accept money on her behalf. And the agent didn't consult. How much do you want me to accept on your behalf? So in general, if she either got married at night or sent an agent that did not consult with her regarding the amount, it would not a marriage would not be established with less than a dinar. And when it comes to the daughters of Rabbi Yannai, in fact, if they sent an agent to marry on their behalf, they would not be married with less than a tirkava de dinri. Rav Yosef Omar. Notice the second trapezoid. We should have pointed out earlier, we tried to emphasize for those who are learning along with the Gemara markings, in addition to the audio that you are listening to, you should have a marked Gemara in front of you, and you'll be able to take a bird's eye view of the sukya, and you'll see that a third trapezoid or volcano appears on Amud Beis, and a fourth one appears at the upper part of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So you have a good overview of the extent of the answers that we're giving to the question of why does Beis Shammai conclude that a dinar is the amount. So the Gemara continues, Rav Yosef Omar Tamayu de Beis Shammai Kide Rav Yuda Omar Avasi. Beis Shammai is based on the principle of Rav Yuda Omar Avasi. De Omar Rav Yuda Omar Avasi called Kesef Ha'emur B'Torah Kesef Tzuri V'shel Devram Kesef Medina. Kesef that appears, kesef, money, that is referenced to by the Torah, the currency is in the Tzuri denomination. Kesef Tzuri is a, Tzor was a location, and there was a coinage system in Tzor. So the kesef referred to in the Torah, where the Torah mentions money, the standard is the Tzuri standard. If we look in Rashi, a little more than halfway down the Rashi column, Kol Kesef Omor B'Torah Kesef Tzuri Im Piresh Shkolim, if the Torah spells out the type of coin called the Shekel coin, Havi Shekel Tzuri, it will be a Tzuri Shekel. V'im Stam Havi Matbea Hapchusa B'Tzuri, and if the Torah makes reference to a kesef payment but doesn't say what kind of coin, so then you'll be paying in the lowest form or the smallest tsuri coin denomination. In contrast, there are payments that are rabbinic. That's what Vishel Devrea means. And let's continue in the Rashi. Vishel Devrea kesef medina lekamen beforish law. Later it will be explained. Kesef medina shminis shebekesef tsuri. The Medina coin standard is 1/8 the value of the Tzuri coin standard. Im selahu, if the rabbinic requirement is pay a sela, so it, the value of a sela, sela Medina, is shminis shebesela Tzuri, is 1/8 of the Tzuri sela coin. The im dinar hu, if the rabbinic payment is in terms of dinar, so it's shminis shebedina tsuri. It'll be an eighth in value of the tsuri dinar. Hilkoch pruta lo motzis lemeimar lefi shehi shel nechoshes. Therefore, when we speak about marriage, Beis Shammai will tell you it cannot be a pruta. Pruta is the amount that Beis Hillel referred to, but a pruta happens to be a copper coin. Ubetsuri matbeir shel nechoshes leka. And in Tzuri, there are no copper coins. Ubekidushin kesef ksiv. And with regard to marriage, the Torah makes reference to kesef. How do we know that? The hakicha kicha gemiri, there's a gzeirah shavah that we've already learned in our masechta, kicha kicha, from stay Ephron. And in the word comparison, whereby marriage, it says ki yikach ish isha, we compare the word kicha in marriage to kicha as it appears in the other topic, and in that other topic, kesef is mentioned. So, by virtue of the oral law, the gezeirah shavah method, we understand here too kesef is to be understood. V'kevan da'afikte mipruta, and since I've removed the pruta as a possibility for marriage money, because as we said, kesef that's referred to in the Torah is a tsuri standard, and there are no copper coins in the tsuri scheme of things. Almo midi dechashivus boy. Therefore, we need something of significance. And ukmua adinar kidlan kamon. And the rabbis established it as being a dinar. So at this point, we have Rav Yosef's explanation as to why Beis Shammai says a dinar. It's because marriage is in the context of kesef ha'omur b'Torah. Now, you'll notice that we have a bracketed section, and it's a rather long bracketed section. If you were to skip the brackets, you'll notice that brings you immediately to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, who's our third explanation for Beis Shammai. We have a note on the side. The starred note says, "Shimush b'segrayim mu'ad." The use of the brackets is designed litzor retzef, to establish a continuity bein hadeois shenoisim tam l'shitas Beis Shammai de kedusha isha b'dinar. A continuity in the different opinions as to why Beis Shammai concludes that kedusha isha is through a dinar coin or value. Besochas Agrayim, a Gemara dona b'klal shel Ravasi. Within the brackets, the Gemara will question the principle that we just heard in the name of Ravasi. We have a note in the margin under the heading Nosei, which reads as follows: Klal shel Ravasi de mechalek ben kesef umuvator lekesef de rabbanon. Echod Bekesef Tzuri, the Echod Bekesef Medina. The one is the Tzuri standard, as we mentioned, the Kesef Amu B'Torah, Torah referred to payments versus rabbinic referred to payments in terms of the Medina standard. Under the structural note, the Mivneh, you'll notice we have Roman numerals, 1 and 2, and diamonds. These are Lishonos Shel Ravasi, versions of Ravasi. So we have a first version right here, and after the Gemara makes its various points in the middle of Omid Beis, a second version where you see your Roman numeral number 2. Now that the structure of the Gemara has been laid out, and you everyone recognizes that the series of opinions as to why Beis Shammai says a dinar, that series will continue at the lower part of Amud Beis, so we can now delve into the bracketed section. Gufa, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Ravasi. A Gufa is, of course, a focus on that which was mentioned in passing earlier. Rav Yudah, Omar Ravasi's rule, Kol Kesef Amud B'Torah, Kesef Tzuri, Vishal Devrayim, Kesef Medina. The Gemara asks, Uklolahu, is this a real rule that Kesef that's written in the Torah is specifically Kesef or its equivalent and not Kesef meaning silver and not Prutos and not copper coins? We continue now at the top of Omid Beis. Vehare, and you'll notice a triangle scheme on the side. We have under the Nosei / Mivneh heading, Kushios al haklal shiravasi dechol kesef omur Torah, hino kesef tzuri. We're going to be challenging that right now. Now notice, skim ahead, you'll notice a series of four triangles raising the issue of the accuracy of Rav Asi's principle. The questions are going to come from all kinds of different areas of the Shas. So be prepared for different topics. V'harei taino dichtiv. Taino, translated, means a claim. A person claims from his friend that that his friend owes him money. The friend does not admit to the entire sum. Rather, he admits partially. He's called Moide B'Mitzas. According to Torah law, a person who is Moide B'Mitzas, partial confession, he must swear to substantiate his claim of owing only part. How much, what is the minimum amount that would generate the need for an oath? How much must be, let's say, claimed? How much must be admitted to? That's the subject of the next couple lines of Gemara. So regarding Taina, it says, Dichtiv, ki itain ish el reyeu kesef o kelim lishmor. We've dashed on the line kesef. Here's an example of kesef ha'omur b'torah. Here's kesef in a posuk. Utnan, and in the Tanaic source regarding the issue of oaths, it says, shvus hadayonim, the judges will impose an oath. Hataino, shtei kesef, v'ha'oido, shove pruta. The amount of the initial claim. And what we're saying now is really a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Rashi gets into the background, but the initial claim would have to be a minimum of 2 kesef. That's Shmuel's opinion. Rav's opinion, in fact, is that the amount denied must be 2 kesef. That would mean that the initial claim would have to be 2 kesef plus something in order for there to be a mode b'mitzas. According to Shmuel, the initial claim is for a sum total of 2 kesef. And the 2 kesef in this case is, and Rashi explains, is 2 mo'in. A mo'o is the smallest coin that you'll find in the Tzuri standard. Two of them. The Torah itself doesn't actually spell out the word in the pasuk. All it said is kesef, but we'll see how it came to this conclusion of two. Nevertheless, the Torah says that the claim must be, you owe me 2 kesef, or 2 mo'in, and the person being claimed from concedes, I owe you a pruta. Or shove pruta, the equivalent of a pruta. What do we see here? We don't see that a dinar is the amount that is required to establish the minimum claim. And yet, when it came to explaining Beis Shammai, why does the man who wants to marry a woman have to give her a dinar? Because it. Kesef that is mentioned in the Torah is going to be a dinar. That's how we explained Beis Shammai till now. Now here we have an example of kesef ha'omur b'Torah, and the amount is not a dinar. I highly recommend looking at the commentary of the Ritva on this topic, and he explains that if you say that kesef that's found in the Torah isn't a reference to actual silver coins, but it means money. And the explanation of how much money, that's what the sages can define. Each case in accordance with what they see fit. So, if you take that approach, then in the case of Kiddushei Isha, it's a dinar. In the case of Taina, money claims, it's 2 moyen, and in other cases, a pruta, that's whatever the Chachamim see fit. However, if you're going to use the explanation Rav Yosef has given, then kesef that's in the Torah is literally the silver, as you find in the Tsuri coins, and it's a reference to some kind of known coin, then why are there variations? Why, in the case of marriage, are they saying a dinar? In the case of taina, they're saying 2 moyen, and in other cases, a pruta. Logic would be that all of them should have one standard amount. So that's the way the Ritva presents the question. The Gemara continues. Hasam domia dekelim. There, in the case of the taina, the Chazal arrived at their conclusion because Kesef is taught in conjunction with Kelim. Now, I want to point out, even though we explained the Gemara's question based on the Ritva, I want to add Rashi. He points out Rashi just a few lines down. You'll notice in our marked Gemaras we've dashed underlined the section I want to read now. Rashi says the Ikra Dafka Kesef Ksiv. If you're to accept Rav Yosef's approach that the pasuk is referring to specifically silver, Nehi Dema Hi Matbea Hapchusa Shebetzuri. Granted that the Ma'a is the smallest type of currency in Tzuri, Mishtayim Minalahu. Where did the rabbis get to the number 2? 2 Ma'in. So if you're going to use Rashi's explanation of the question, the answer of the Gemara follows. The Gemara says, you want to know, how did we get to 2 Ma'in? Hasam Dumya Dekalim. There, it's because it's Kesef is taught in the Pasuk in conjunction with Kalim. Ma Kalim Shnayim, Af Kesef Shnayim. Just like Kalim is in the plural form, equaling 2, so 2 Kesef equals 2. Uma Kesef Dovor Chashuv, and just like silver is something of significance, so Af Kalim Dovor Chashuv, so too vessels are something of significance. In other words, if a person is claiming you owe me 2 vessels, it has to be 2 vessels of significance, not you owe me 2 toothpicks and the fellow concedes, no, I owe you only 1. There, a shvur would not be generated. There, by the way, other opinions on that topic, but as far as the shita, the opinion cited here by the Gemara is, like we said, very simply, the raising of a question on Rav Yosef's approach from the case of Taina is rejected. The question is responded, is rejected to on the grounds that the laws of Shvua Sadayonim are governed by a specific Gzeras Akosim, a specific scriptural reference. We continue in the Gemara. Havehare Meiser Dichtiv Etzarta Kesef Biyodecha. Meiser is a tithe, 1/10 of one's produce, specifically the Meiser Sheni tithe. That's a tithe that a person separates from his produce during the 7-year sabbatical cycle, the 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 5th years. He separates a 10th of his produce, which is then to be brought to Jerusalem. If he can't bring it to Jerusalem for eating, the Torah provides him to transfer the sanctity of that tithe onto money, and he brings the money to Yerushalayim and buys food, and thereby fulfills the rules of Meiser Sheni. Now, in the context of being Podeh is redeeming the sanctity and transferring onto money, we have first the Pasuk that says, V'tzarta kesef biyodcha utnan, and the following Tanaic source says, Haporet sela mimo'os Meiser Sheni. This describes a person who has accumulated a large amount of copper coins onto which he had initially redeemed his produce. And the amount of copper coins was so much that it would be too burdensome to bring them to Yerushalayim. So he decided to transfer the sanctity from the copper coins onto a large silver coin called a selah. What do we see, though? The Torah made reference to redemption on kesef. The pasuk said, "Hatzavetzarta hakesef biyadocha." And yet, we see that this man was redeeming legitimately his produce onto copper coins. The moos meiser sheni referred to here were small copper coins. So we have to deal with the Torah reference to kesef and the allowance of redemption to copper coins. The Gemara answers, once again, this is a topic that is governed by a specific scriptural reference. Kesef ha-kesef riba. The Torah didn't say vitzarta kesef, but rather it said tzarta ha-kesef. The hey enables me to include copper coins as a legitimate basis for redemption, pidyon meiser sheni. But in general, if you have just kesef, you will understand it to be a dinar. Question: Vare hektish dechtiv venosan hakesef v'kamlo. V'omar Shmuel. The topic referred to here is the redemption of an item that had been sanctified. The owner wants to redeem it, so he puts money aside and is able to transfer the sanctity imposed on the item, transfer it onto the cash, and treat the cash with its with its expected sanctity. V'omar Shmuel hektish shove mona shechila shove pruta mechulal. Shmuel says that by letter of the law, it's not something that we encourage, but by letter of the law, if you had sanctified something of great value, worth a mona is $100, and you then mechalel, mechalel means you redeemed it onto a shove pruta. You redeemed it onto something worth a pruta, a small copper coin, mechulal, it's effective. How can it be effective? According to the Rav Asi rule, kesef in the Torah is a kesef tzuri. It means it's a silver coin based on the tzuri standard. The Gemara responds, hosam nami, kesef, kesef, yolef, mimaiser. There too, in the case of hektish, we have a special scriptural reference, a word comparison between the topic of pidyon hektish, redemption of hektish, and the redemption of meiser sheni. And we already explained that in the case of meiser sheni, we include copper coins as well. Question: Vaharei kidushe isha dechtiv. Ki yikach ish isha uvoala v'gomar kicha kicha miste Ephron. The word yikach appears in the case of marriage. There's a word comparison between marriage and the purchase of the field in the time of Avram Avinu from Ephron, which contained the Moras HaMachpelah, and there the word kesef appears in conjunction with kicha. Therefore, by marriage also, kesef is to be understood. Utnan, Beis Hillel omrim bepruta b'shava pruta. And Beis Hillel rules that marriage can be accomplished with a copper coin given to the woman, a pruta coin. Neimo Ravasi v'yomar kebe shamai. Should we say that Ravasi, who said that all kesef in the Torah is based on the tsuri standard, the silver standard, are you going to then say that Rav Asi, who is an Amora, is following the school of Beis Shammai? And we know in general that Beis Shammai represents, though a significant, important opinion, but it's not the opinion that's accepted lahalocha, unless otherwise stated. So why would Rav Asi develop a principle that's based on Beis Shammai? Elo I itmar hochi itmar. We have to, we'll say, justify or explain Rav Asi's principle in such a way that it doesn't run counter to Beis Hillel. So here we come with the, we start the second presentation of the Rav Asi principle. So, Elo I itmar hochi itmar, if it was stated, it must have been stated thusly. Omer Rav Yudam Rav Asi. Kol kesef kotsuf omer b'torah kesef tzuri. V'shel divrayim kesef medina. Anytime the Torah specifies an amount to be paid, not just reference made to kesef, but how much kesef is to be paid, then the tsuri standard is applied. The tsuri standard being a silver coin standard. It's true that by marriage kesef is referred to through the gzeirah shava, but the amount is not specified. So the klal of Rav Asi has no relevance to the case of marriage, and hence Beis Hillel has their opinion of pruta. V'shel divrayim kesef medina, amounts that are dictated by the rabbis to pay, that is in terms of the medina standard, which is 1/8 of the tsuri standard. The Gemara asks, "My komashmolon tanina, what do I need Rav Asi for when we have a Tanaic source that reveals this information? Rav Asi taught us that kol kesef kotsuv amor b'torah kesef tsuri. Here we're going to have a Tanaic source. In the source, you'll notice four examples of kesef that's kotsuv, that has a fixed Torah amount. The Torah fixes the amount. And the Tanaic source says kesef tsuri. You can see we've dashed, underlined the word tsuri at the end of this frame section, making it quite clear already from Tanaic sources that which Rav Asi teaches. And our question is very simply, what do I need Rav Asi to tell me something that I already know from a Tanaic source? The Gemara continues. Chamesh sloim shel ben. That's a reference to the amount that a father pays a kohen when he redeems his firstborn male child. Shloshim shel eved. That's the amount that the owner of an animal that kills someone's slave must pay. 30 pieces of silver. Chamishim shel einus v'shel mefata. This is 50 pieces of silver that a rapist or a seducer must pay for his sin. Mea shel motzi shemra. The Torah speaks about the payment of 100 pieces of silver, someone who casts aspersions concerning his wife's morality or immorality, and it turns out that he's lying. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'mona tsuri. All of them are paid using the tsuri money standard. The reference to shekel is a shekel coin is such that there are 25 shekels in a mona. The question for our purposes is, why does Rav Asi tell me something that I already know? The Gemara answers, V'shel divrayim kesef medina itz derichole delo tanan. The second part of Rav Asi's teaching, namely rabbinic payments, are made using the medina money standard. That was not featured in the Tanaic source. The following word says disnan. This is a kind of tricky thing. We just said that shel divrayim kesef medina is not taught, and now it says disnan. Disnan means as is taught in the following Tanaic source. But what the Gemara is pointing out is, where do we find a reference to kesef shel divrayim, kesef divrayim, a rabbinic obligation, let's say a rabbinic fixed amount that one needs to pay? So the source says, Hatokel chavero, no sein lo sela. One who deafens someone, that's tokea b'chavero. There are different explanations as to what exactly took place, but it's causes the loss of hearing. So someone afflicted someone, injured someone in this form, i.e. robbing him of his hearing, he pays a sela. Now you can see that that's all the source says. That payment is a rabbinic obligation. V'lo tamo my sela arba zuzi. Don't say that the sela coin referred to here is 4 zuz. 4 zuz is the equivalent of a sela tsuri, of a tsuri sela. Elamai sela, palga de zuza. Sela referred to in this Tanaic source is 1/2 of a zuz. So what we see here is that the Sela is the Sela Medina standard, the 1/8 of the Tsuri standard. The Avidi Inshi de Koru Lepalga de Zuza Histira. People refer to half a Zuz using the term Histira. Histira is another word for a Sela. So the Tanaic source saying that you have to pay for deafening someone, a Sela is a legitimate word referring to half a Zuz. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer. As you can see, we now have another volcano shape, number 3, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Tamayu de Beishamai Kedifizkia. Beishamai's ruling that marriage is accomplished by giving a dinar is based on Chizkiah's teaching. Yomar Chizkiah, Omar Kro. The Pasuk says, Vehafda. This is in the context, this Pasuk comes from the topic of a man who had sold his daughter, a Jewish man selling his daughter into servitude. She's called an Amo Ivria. The Torah provides an option that an Amo Ivria who is expected to work till age 12, at 12 she goes free, if there is the desire on the part of her family to redeem her, they can redeem her. We'll say if you may, prematurely, it means before the age 12, and the amount that's paid will take into consideration how much time, how much she was originally sold for, that's the total amount, how much time she has worked already, so that the owner who bought her, the fellow who bought her, paid a certain amount, and now the family is going to be redeeming her. So you have to factor how much was originally paid for her, and based on her age at the time she was purchased till 12, you figure her per year value, and if she worked part of that time, so the family will have to pay the original owner the balance. So that if she, let us say she was bought at age 7 for $10 in expectation of her working 5 years from 7 to 12, and $10 were paid, and she worked half the time, so there's a balance of $5 of work time that the owner was expecting to get from her, that the family would pay him the $5 and she would thereby go free. That's called girua or migara'as. That's the word the Gemara is going to use right now. So in that topic, in the topic of amo ivria, and it's pointed out later that the laws of marriage are learned from the topic of amo ivria. We're not explaining in detail what do we mean by that. Suffice it to say that there is a connection between the laws of marriage and the laws that have relevance to Amo Ivria. So in the Torah, the word V'hofda appears, Malamed. This teaches us, Shemigara'as, Mipidyona V'yoytza, that the subtraction is made from the initial purchase amount, and that the balance is paid to the owner, who originally paid a full sum in order to get her. He's compensated with the balance, and she goes free. He armors Bishlam al Dioyev la dinar. I would understand if the original amount that the owner paid for her, he paid to her father, was a dinar. A dinar is a coin that has a certain, significant value to it. Hainu de megara vi ozla ad pruta. So I can understand that there would be a possibility of her, let's say, working a part of the time, leaving a balance that would be paid by the family that wants to redeem her. In other words, a dinar is a significantly large amount of money that upon partial work, there would be a balance of money that the family would owe. And you could have a situation that she might be almost the full amount of time till, let's say, a month before she's 12 years old. But they want to redeem her. How much What's the value of the balance of her work time? It might be a pruta. Fine, they would pay a pruta. That would represent the balance of value owed to the owner. Ela I amris di yohav lo pruta. If you're going to say that the initial amount paid for her was a pruta, mi pruta mai megara, what remains in a pruta as a balance for them to redeem her if she worked part of the time? If the initial amount paid for her was a sum total of a pruta, there isn't any redemption possibility, and yet the Torah makes provision for that track, the redemption track. We pointed out, I know sometimes we sound a little repetitive, but just not to lose sight of the forest for the trees, the laws of marriage are derived from the laws of Amo Ivria. So that if in the case of Amo Ivria, we're saying that you can experience Giron only if you speak about a dinar as her initial purchase price, then I understand the rest of the laws that follow from that. But if you say the initial purchase price was a pruta, and I would then learn that as the amount for marriage, but in the case of the Amivria, you don't have any redemption track possible. The Gemara responds, V'dilma hachikom rachmana. Maybe the Torah, in the case of the Amivria of the Jewish bondmaid, is saying as follows, Hecha diyohav lo dinar tigra ad pruta. Where the initial purchase price was a dinar, so then that enables a redemption track to set in, and the redemption would be down till a pruta. Hecha diyohev lo pruta lo tigra klal. But if the initial purchase price paid for was a pruta, so then there would be no redemption track. There would be no subtraction, as we explained earlier. The Gemara responds to that particular, we'll say, question on Rav Shimon ben Lakish. And notice we have a long answer. Lo salka daitach. You can't reject Rav Shimon ben Lakish based on this approach that redemption is a mere option, because dumya de yiud. Yiud is another unusual word, probably to many, or maybe it's the first time you're seeing it. Yiud is a reference to marriage in the case of Amo Ivria. When a man buys an Amo Ivria, part of the arrangement when a man buys a Jewish bondmaid is that if he decides, while she is working for him, the owner or his son decide to marry her, that can take place. And the original, the amount of money that was paid for originally will actually constitute her kesef kiddushin. So when buying an Amo Ivria, there's built into the purchase the marriage option. And we continue in the Gemara. Ma yiud, afagav the iboy miayid, the iboy lo miayid. Even though the marriage is as we described it, an option, it's not something that's mandatory. However, kol hecha de lo motzi miayid, lo havu zvina zvini. If, however, she is sold to, let us say, a man takes his daughter and sells her to his son. The son, that's brother and sister now, he cannot marry her. So the sale to his son is not legitimate, because that kind of sale would preclude her being able to marry, would preclude the mitzvah of yiud. Hachinami, so by the same token, kol hecha de lo motzi migra, lo havu zvina zvini. If it's a type of sale where there's no possibility of subtraction redemption, as we described earlier, then the initial sale is a non-sale. The kiddushei isha lebeis shamay nafkalu me'am levriya, and the laws governing the marriage between husband and wife are learned from the laws of am levriya. Ma'am levriya befruta lo mekanya, just like the Jewish bondmaid cannot be purchased through a pruta, as we explained, because that would preclude the giruah, the giraon method of redemption, the subtraction method of redemption. Af isha bepruta lo mikdasha, so too a woman would not be able to be married with a pruta. The Gemara asks, granted that we learn the laws of marriage from the laws of Amo Ivriya, and the laws of Amo Ivriya demand the possibility of Giruah, this subtraction calculation that we mentioned before, taking into consideration the full amount that was paid initially, the number of years that she's already worked, and the balance in value being paid to the owner by her family that wants to redeem her. But why do you get fixed on a dinar? Could you not say that she was sold initially for a half a dinar? A half a dinar is still a significant amount of money from which we could make the subtraction calculation. Or even two prutos. Maybe she was purchased for two prutos, and if she worked half the amount of time that she was expected to work, the family would pay one pruta, representing half of her work value, i.e. the value of the balance of the years in question. So the question here is, why one full dinar? Answer, kevan dafikte mi pruta, ukmo a dinar. Once we discounted, we excluded the pruta possibility, so the next coin of significance was a dinar. That's a rabbinic decision. This answer, by the way, requires further explanation that we're not going to provide right now, but we made reference earlier to a smaller coin than a dinar, a mo'al kesef. Why does the Gemara say that since they removed it from a pruta, they set it up as a dinar? You still have room to ask that, could they not have set it up as a mo'al? But that's something that has to be researched. We're not answering that particular question. Number four, Rava Omar Hainu Taimo de Beishamai. The reason for Beishamai saying a dinar is not based on the Torah, it's not scriptural, rather it's rabbinic. Shaloi benois Yisrael kefker, so that the daughters of Israel, so Jewish women, are not like hefker. Hefker literally is something that's unowned, but Rashi explains kefker liknois bedover muad, something that you can buy real cheap. Hu deko amri lo beishamai daafke rabbonon lekedushin hapchusin medina. According to Beis Shammai, the Rabbanan would void a marriage that was made with less than a dinar because of the significance of Benos Yisrael, so that they should not appear so cheap as to be able to acquire her in marriage for something like a pruta. That's a non-starter. Therefore, the dinar is the minimum respectable amount to preserve the dignity of Benos Yisrael. That's Rava's explanation for Beis Shammai requiring a dinar. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.